This is Drive Live with Tim Elliott and Alex Hershey
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Simon Marks joins us now from Washington, D.C. Simon, you flew through Dubai recently but didn't drop in to say hi.
It's so exciting. I can no longer say I've never been to Dubai. I still, however, cannot say that I've left the airport in Dubai, but I did fly through on the way to South Africa. I was in South Africa last week training some journalists at a local TV station, mm-hmm. And then I flew through on the way back and had a splendid time at Dubai Airport, and perhaps next time we'll actually find my way out of it.
We do airports well here, don't we?
You do airports extremely well, I have to say. I'd like to see everything else that you do to see if it's all as good as the airport. I think it probably is.
It's better, actually.
You fly well as well.
Oh, we fly well, we drive well, we sleep well. I tell you, we're just well. Wellness or something. Let's move on, because I'm stuck now, Simon. President Trump is preparing to welcome Angela Merkel to the White House. This is happening, tomorrow, isn't it? It's going to be an interesting meeting, I think.
It's going to be very interesting. Yes, very interesting, because, of course, Donald Trump has been somewhat critical of Angela Merkel. He has said that she has made a terrible mistake by throwing open Germany's borders to refugees, particularly those from Syria. And it's interesting that Angela Merkel has taken a few weeks to make the decision to come to Washington to meet Donald Trump. She sat on the sidelines watching Theresa May, the British Prime Minister, become the first foreign leader to walk through the door of Donald Trump's White House, and then the first foreign leader in very large measure to have the rug pulled from beneath her by Donald Trump shortly after she left the White House, because remember, Theresa May had just issued Donald Trump that invitation to make a state visit to the United Kingdom when Donald Trump signed his travel ban. And by the time Theresa May got back to London, 3 million people in Britain had signed a petition demanding that she withdraw the invitation to Donald Trump to make a state visit. Angela Merkel and Donald Trump, very much not political or philosophical soulmates, and the German Chancellor comes here sort of the last representative of sort of Europe's liberal values, prepared to stand up to the much more conservative isolationist approach that Donald Trump has taken in government. So I think, as much as we're all keen to see what the substance of these discussions is all about, the body language is also going to be extremely interesting to observe. The Vice President, Mike Pence, has visited with the Chancellor in Germany, but this will be Angela Merkel's first opportunity actually to eye Donald Trump and try to understand exactly how she can forge a working relationship with him, and perhaps she's also keen to understand just how secure in power he is, because remember, we are still recovering from a very turbulent few weeks in the history of the United States here, with all sorts of unanswered questions still about the nature of the ties between Donald Trump and members of his team and the Russian government of President Vladimir Putin. Angela Merkel very keen to keep sanctions in place against Russia. She will probe Donald Trump to get a sense of where he currently stands on that issue.
Simon, a lot of us have seen these photos around and about today, but one of President Trump's staff members found it incredibly difficult just to walk around in public lately. Can you just tell us a story?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely amazing, Alex. This was Sean Spicer, the press secretary from the White House, a man who, I think we have to say every time we mention him, has shown a remarkable propensity as press secretary for Donald Trump to present falsehoods to reporters from that podium in the White House. He wandered into an Apple store over the weekend here in Washington, D.C., and an American of Indian descent, a woman who is an American citizen but of Indian descent, approached him in the shop with her cell phone videotape running and asked him how he could defend the fact that he was working for a fascist, as she put it, her words, not mine. And Sean Spicer responded with courtesy, given that he was a private citizen out trying to get his computer fixed or something like that at the Apple store. But at one point, turns to the woman and says, "This is a wonderful country, must be a wonderful country, which is why you were allowed to be here." And, of course, this woman has responded on Twitter saying this is outrageous because she's an American citizen and he appeared to be casting aspersions on her based on her racial identity. But I think this is all illustrative of a slightly bigger issue here, which is that increasingly the people who are working for Donald Trump in these very public positions, Sean Spicer, the press secretary, Kellyanne Conway, one of his chief advisors, Stephen Bannon, his chief strategist, they are so far to the right politically here in the United States. They're unlike anything we've seen in the corridors of power in Washington before. They make people like Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney and the men and women who worked with George W. Bush look like relics from a more traditional era in American politics. And it will not surprise me if you see more people engaged in that kind of agitprop approach to them when they are encountered in the streets, in restaurants, in shops, trying to go about their daily business in Washington, D.C. You know, they've made the decision, they've gone to work for him, and there are some members of the public determined to try and hold them to account for that.
Simon, it's a remarkable time that we're living in. Social media has changed so many things, and the White House approach to the media has changed so much. But there is the other instance recently of a Republican congressman tweeting support for Geert Wilders, the ultra-nationalist Dutch politician. It's a remarkable, thing when somebody in a position of authority thinks so little about what he puts online.
Well, and is defending it. He's been on CNN just in the last hour saying, "I meant exactly what I said." This is Congressman Steve King. He is a far-right Republican who represents Iowa's 4th congressional district in the House of Representatives. And he took to Twitter over the weekend to express his support for Geert Wilders in the Dutch election. Of course, Mr. Wilders, an ultra-nationalist populist himself, running in the Netherlands. Congressman King wrote, "We can't restore our civilization with other people's babies." And speaking again on CNN just in the last couple of hours, he has said that America would be much better off if the society was so homogeneous that everybody actually physically looked alike. I suppose the extraordinary thing about this is that, you know, he feels able to express views that in an earlier period of American politics would, I think, have not been considered fit for public expression. But, you know, when the seat of power, the White House, has moved so far to the right over the course of the last few weeks, people like Congressman King clearly feel that they now have political cover to express extremist views that many here are accusing of being fundamentally racist in approach. And it's just another piece of texture here that gives you a sense of just how fast and how far things in Washington have moved.
A change is happening. Simon Marks in Washington. Always good to welcome you back, Simon. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
It is 6:30.